any warm ups at all. I just go straight into and play whatever I want.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I envy you.
Okay, we're doing a lot of talk about picks, and
I'm going to be picky with what I do. You know, I like listening to music. I love to hear you guys talk, but as of right now, I think we're just going to get kicked in with some music.
Music.
Oh,
Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Makassa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by slam poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit. Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you. And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from PodStream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
Wow. Christmas, Super Christmas. Do I get to award with them?
So, Vincent, what kind of music do you play?
I like playing 2000 style alt rock music.
That's cool. So, what are your weaknesses in music?
I think a big weakness for me is that I'm not pushing myself enough. I keep being safe. I'm being careful. I don't take risks. But music is one of those things that you can take risks and you're not going to die. You don't need to be so safe. Yeah, you catch my drift?
I think the only way you're going to die with music is if you have a heart attack when you're on stage. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people aren't willing to take risks, even though it's a win-win. You can't lose out by taking a risk in music.
Absolutely. You get that experience.
Either it's not going to work, it's going to be the same. Your life's going to be the same as before, or it's going to work out and you have something great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You get out there. Just get out there. Get that new experience. Hop up on stage. Have people make fun of you, for crying out loud. Do it. Just do it, my friend.
So my goal, personally, is to get into my home studio and make more music while I can.
Okay, right on. Nice.
Yeah.
Would you find one struggle is that when you're in that weekend state of mind and you want to work on music, but you don't have that determination, you're not ready for it, you know what I mean? Do you ever feel that?
Something that's funny is that right now we're switching semesters at school and there's a ton of work piling up.
Absolutely.
I actually feel a lot more productive in music at this time because I'm in that work state of mind. I'm ready to do this,
absolutely,
do that.
Yeah.
Compared to summer break or something like that where I'm not productive at all because I'm in that chill state of mind.
Damn right,
I think that's really bad
right.
for me. So
absolutely.
I think something that a lot of people, including myself, need to do is we need to just start getting on it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Working on our dreams, working on our goals, having something to do, and keeping that constant flow.
Absolutely.
Keeping
stop
up
the
with
laziness.
The speed of life.
Absolutely. Stop the laziness. Yeah. Stop the doom scrolling. Get out of bed. Go make the music that you dream of.
I don't mean to go off topic, but how convenient is it for you to get a rotisserie chicken?
Well, I don't know. I don't get rotisserie chicken.
That's a deep question.
That is a very deep question. That's a question we could put a lot of thought into, but I don't think we're going to get started with that question today. Oh. We're just going to hop
like
over
apples?
And act like that was a hurdle of distraction.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. About two-thirds of all fresh water on Earth is frozen. This water is trapped in glaciers, which cover mountains and wind through valleys, and in the massive ice sheets that blanket Greenland and Antarctica. But as the climate warms, much of that ice is melting and raising sea levels around the world. Glaciers and ice sheets form as snow piles up on land and compresses down into a thick block of ice. Each year, many glaciers lose ice in the summer as they melt and chunks break off or calve into the ocean. Then in winter, when temperatures drop and new snow accumulates, glaciers can build back up again. But the warming climate is now causing many glaciers and ice sheets to melt faster than they regrow, so they are shrinking dramatically over time. The Greenland ice sheet, for example, has lost more than 5 trillion tons of ice in just 20 years. That's about 15 million times the weight of the Empire State Building. When glaciers and ice sheets melt, water that was previously stored on land rushes into the ocean. This causes seas to rise, much like turning on the tap raises the water level in a bathtub. So as the climate continues to warm, melting glaciers and ice sheets will push sea levels higher and higher. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
starts again to rain.